thing I would do.
Yeah, really.
I went with Danielle.
Oh my God.
Okay, you're recording.
All right.
Twice.
This is a regularly scheduled, a specially scheduled meeting of the Finance Committee. It is Monday, January 7th. Our first item is 640-18. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to transfer the necessary funding from the current year wage reserve account to various department budgets in order to fund the cost items set forth in the one-year labor contract agreement with the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, City Hall Associates, and Local 3092.
Thank you
very much.
We are joined
by, I didn't say who's here. Okay. We have Councilor Ciccone, Grossman, Rice, and Noel, and we are joined by Maureen Lemieux, our CFO, and Sue Jakowski, our comptroller.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Acting Chairman or Chairperson. So this is pretty straightforward. We have settled with the employees in 3092 and 3092B. So they're technically two different unions, but we do them together. There are about 180 or 185 people who are covered under this agreement. Similar to the fire agreement, it's a 2% cost of living. This group, because this group doesn't really have, we don't have very many issues with this group. We don't have as many language changes that we need to make on a regular basis. And this is the only group that, like the H-grade employees or the unaffiliated employees, all of their new members pay 30% for their health insurance, whereas all the other unions pay 25%. And so it really does put a bit of a burden on their newer, younger members.
We are joined by Councilor Cody.
I'm the quiet one.
And so anyway, we agreed to a $300 signing bonus for this group also. I did attach the MOA. This is just to get us through fiscal 19. As you can see, there is starting to be a more or less of a pattern, even though we negotiate separately with every group. So we don't walk into a negotiation and say, well, you people know the pattern, so that's what you're getting. You know, we have dialogue back and forth. I will actually, I've docketed another group that you will have on your docket tonight, the Foreman's Union, which is smaller. They're also an AFSCME union. Mm-hmm. And so we're really beginning to work our way through our different unions. So this is basically a 2% COLA and a $300 signing bonus. This group has a 3% grid. So their salaries, if they are stepping, there are 11 steps on their grid. So once you've been here either 11 years, or it could even be sooner if you came in at step two or three, you reach the max on the grid, and then all you get is the COLA. So there are some people who step and get the COLA. There are others, once they've matured in their position, they only get the COLA.
And the $300 signing bonus is because you're going to 30%? What is that?
No, it's because, they agreed to 30% back for fiscal 12. And so it was just a negotiation point. I think they started out by asking us for $750 or...
For new employees only?
No, the $300 signing bonus is for everybody.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm sneaking in. I'm just going to leave
you
out.
Thank you.
How's everybody?
Good. Happy New Year.
Thank you for letting me interrupt. What are you doing meeting before 7?
Because we're meeting with the city.
You're meeting Allie tonight.
Got it. Bye.
Okay, any questions?
Just kind of a minor. Why do they call it a signing bonus when they're not new? I usually think of a signing bonus as a new job.
Well, signing bonuses are different things. This is a signing bonus. This is for them signing the MOA. So what we typically agree to is 30 days after ratification. So if we do a signing bonus, it's for them signing the MOA.
Okay, but not just the person doing the signing.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a good clarification. Any other, any questions?
I guess my only question is, so this gets us through June. Mm-hmm. Are you already starting the discussions?
We are. We have certainly told each of the groups that we're ready to sit down with them. Nobody has yet taken us up on the offer, but I think they were waiting until the first of the year. So I expect, so we have Fire, 3092, and the Foreman's Union are done. I expect we will be sitting down with them. We're also trying to close up the other few. The teachers are definitely sitting down. They were the first ones to do the one-year extension, which is why we thought it important to do really the same on the city side, because we will, next time around, we'll be looking for three-year agreements. But we wanted to give the mayor a little bit of time to be mayor, to really figure out what her strategy was going to be, what she was going to be looking for when we did a three-year contract.
Do you expect that will be, negotiated before June, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily.
It could take
the 3 years take much longer.
Right.
Yes. It could be obvious, and I apologize, but...
We are once again joined by...
Where is the money coming from? I see the account system, but what account is that?
So when you passed the budget, when we proposed it and you passed it, I had a $2 million reserve in the comptroller's budget. And so that was for all of the... None of the contracts were settled when we put the budget in front of you. So that $2 million is intended to cover the fiscal 19 for nine of our 10 unions, and then we will hopefully settle with the superior officers before the end of 19. And so all of the money that's needed to cover what they would have been making in 19 is also part of that $2 million. Okay. There's also... I'll make it even more complicated. I have another $911,000 that I've carried forward for the whole retro part of the NPSOA. So what's really critical is when you have contracts that are not negotiated, is that you make sure that you have a number in your budget to cover the increase, as opposed to going to free cash. Because we've got to make sure that we have the integrity of our budget, that our budget is big enough to cover whatever we're giving for raises, even though we haven't given them out yet.
Okay. Councilor Cody.
So we're talking about July 1st, then going forward for the next year. Mm-hmm. Now suppose we have a Blue Ribbon Commission meeting right now. Mm-hmm. So just a question on reserves. Are you reserving money potentially in this coming budget for an increase on the school committee, city council, and the mayor's salary, which could potentially happen?
Not yet. We won't deliver the budget to you until the day after Patriots Day.
Right.
So I think we'll have a good sense a couple of months from now. And depending on what it looks like that commission is doing, we would be reserving money if we think that's where it's going.
Okay. So it's not like the same money, like you don't have a pool of money that you're looking at. Because I don't want the unions to come out and say, well, the city council's getting it, so we can't get this for the unions.
No. It would be the same number. So maybe the $2 million, because now next year nobody will probably have contracts. When we're hitting print at the beginning of April, probably no contracts will have settled for next year. So right. I will have another number that's similar to the $2 million, but whatever that number is, I will have calculated in all the different groups who are out there.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Would you like to?
Yes.
Just the one.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's okay.
We need to make one amendment.
Okay.
On senior services.
Okay.
Okay, so instead of the money going to 0150201, it should be 0150202.
I don't know if I can support that.
we should have picked that up.
No. I'm going to need another hour.
So why is that an 02 when the rest are 01? It's just out of curiosity.
Because there's some little cost center in senior services that I think it was initially for CDBG money that they were getting in years past. And it's an unused cost center. And I forgot that.
With Munis, it'll be a moot point because...
Yeah.
All accounts are changing, so.
Oh, all the numbers are changing?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going? I know it's not part of the docket item.
Munis is, it's going well.
Good.
It's going to be a tremendous amount of work when it really happens, but.
Okay, any other questions on this item? Do I have?
Motion to approve.
As amended?
As amended.
All right, we have a motion to approve. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
thank
six,
you
seven.
All. There are 180 plus employees who will be very happy that you came in early tonight to do this for them.
Be sure to let them know that.
Is that the last
item? Election years. That
is the last item, and we are adjourned at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't see the point to stick around for just.
Well, yeah, that's smart because the light hits you.
Yeah.
So, what room is the city solicitor?
205.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So.